Call this meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Keith.
Here.
Commissioner Dunlap.
Here.
Commissioner Hess here.
Please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I have a motion to approve the minutes from August the 12th.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. What does it say now?
Morning, perfect.
Good morning.
This time we'll have public comment. Public comment will be limited to 3 minutes. Before your comments, I ask for your name and where you reside for the record. First, we have Tom Miller. Good morning, Tom.
Yeah, good morning, Commissioner. My name is Tom Miller. I'm the Dr. Battlefield. President, Senator, Dr. Kevin, English speaking, first right, not Indiana. Got a question about the use of county property. There's a dumpster next door, or two dumpsters, one for the borough, one for the county. If I haven't place my personal trash in that dumpster, I'd probably be cited for, theft of services. Maybe something else for be involved too. Likewise, if I would park my personal vehicle behind the courthouse here sometime between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m., you'd probably get towed and I'd be charged, assessed towing fee and so forth. Maybe be cited for, but services again. I'm curious about the status of whoever has draped that banner across 22 on county property, the overpass newly installed for the Oodlebuck Trail. Was that authorized? And how long is it going to be there? The longer you keep it there, the better chance of being a potential traffic hazard. It would come loose, dangle towards the pavement, imposing a potential crack hazard to vehicles going either way. And once that, well, I don't know who's going to remove it, who's responsible. Ideally, the person who put it up, take it out immediately. And if the county has to remove it, that's an additional charge, I think, for the time and travel expense for removing it. And it should be, well, my first impulse is to have it deposited in that dumpster next door belonging to the county. But better yet, it might be prudent to hold on to it as evidence for a pending case, in case there is a repetition of this. You wouldn't allow that banner to be strung between the pillars of the courthouse up front. You wouldn't allow that banner to be draped from the railing out front. It doesn't belong on that overpass, Oodlebuck Trail. That is county property, I understand. The county's paying for an inspection of that property. Thank you for your interest, kind attention, patience, and understanding. Please show the support for the people who are building that complex at Center Township Redevelopment Complex, and welcome the people who are going to be building and operating that complex. And lastly, kindly show the same forbearance given me for all others who wish to comment.
Thank you, Tom. Ralph Ferraro.
Morning, Commissioners. My name is Ralph Ferraro, and I have 4 points I'd like to bring before you today. First, as far as the power plant and AI data center, I strongly urge the county to refrain from NDAs. This information is too vital to the public for them to make informed decisions for you to enter into any type of NDA. Second, I raised this at the last meeting and it still hasn't been addressed. Citizens need a real way to bring matters before this board beyond a 2 or 3 minute comment period. That limit might work for routine matters, but it doesn't allow for any substantive issue to actually be discussed, questioned, or answered by this board. I'm asking again today for a real answer on what process exists, if any, for a citizen to get a matter placed on the agenda for actual discussion, not just a timed statement into the record. Third, holding this meeting on a Wednesday at 10:30 in the morning excludes most working people in this county from ever attending. If public participation mattered to this board, meetings would be held in a larger venue. People are out in the hall. You don't even, and at a time when working residents could actually be there without taking time off of work. People have to work. They got to get paid. They got to support their families. So, you know, you have the meeting twice a month. It could be in the evening in a larger venue where people can actually be here. Finally, I'd like to know this board's position on flock cameras. The automated license plate reading system some counties have adopted. I'm directly asking you to make public, has Indiana County adopted this technology in any form? Is it under consideration in any form? And if so, what safeguards are being discussed? Thank you.
Thank you.
Lee Schweitzer.
Hello, my name is Lee Schweitzer. I reside in Cherry Hill Township, Indiana County. I'm here to read a letter from Dr. Janet Gold and Brian Fleck. My name is Janet Goble. A glaring omission on this morning's agenda speaks volumes. The anti-non-disclosure agreement ordinance, formally and timely submitted to this body, is missing. It is kept off the agenda for action. By refusing to vote on this transparency measure today, you send a loud, unmistakable message. You are choosing to leave the door wide open for Wall Street secrecy. You are preserving your right to sign away the public's right to know. And time is running out. The commission has already set October to vote on amendments to our county zoning ordinance. These amendments will shape the regulatory playing field for a massive former city project. If you alter our zoning laws in October while still refusing to ban non-disclosure agreements, you are setting up a catastrophic trap. You are paving the legal runway for a multi-billion-dollar developer while keeping a blindfold firmly tied over the eyes of the public. This is why you cannot push down this road. If you do not pass this ordinance at your next meeting or call for an emergency session before then, you are intentionally ensuring that the zoning changes are handled in the dark. Page 2. The non-disclosure agreement is a corporate gag order. When developers demand them, they are hiding collateral damage. Without complete transparency now, how can we monitor the massive water draws of a 4.5 gigawatt facility requires? This project threatens the already impaired Tule Creek Reservoir. If you sign a non-disclosure agreement, you help them hide water depletion while our local farmers face ongoing droughts. Why leave the door open to secret deals that hide a 5.8 pipeline risk drilling fluid spill into Muddy Run and Blackwick Creek? Why hide infrastructure demands that by the drinking wells? Governor Shapiro,
Mr. Schweitzer, thank you. Fred Brimzo? Brimzo?
Oh, I might be sad. I thought I had to sign in, so that's what I did.
Michael Balco?
Right here. I'm Mike Balco, Indiana resident all my life. I like how we address the flag, Pledge of Allegiance, justice for all.
Mr. Balco, excuse me, where you reside?
Indiana.
Indiana.
All my life. Justice for all is in that pledge. But we're not getting justice for all. You're ramming stuff down people's throat that they don't know what's even happening. And that's not right. I've got nieces, little nieces, that live up by that power plant. When he imploded them stacks, there was still asbestos in them turbines that they never disclosed. That turbine asbestos went all over this area. God bless America. I just wish you'd do better and quit hiding stuff. Be transparent. That's what the forefathers wanted, not ramming stuff down our throats that we don't want. I'm all against this AI center. I'm all for the gas plant, but not for AI and for spying on everybody. I'm done.
Thank you. Jessica Job.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Jopp with the Indiana Borough. I want to thank the commissioners for the statement read at the end of the last meeting regarding the portal for public comment. Both the dissemination of information and the acknowledgement of public input are very much appreciated. My comment today is inspired by Governor Shapiro's executive order on data center development announced last week, which raises lots of pressing questions for our region. The press release for the executive order stresses the importance of involvement at the local level, with emphasis on adherence to his grid. That's the governor's responsible infrastructure development requirements. These stipulate that developers must, here's a quote, commit to open, transparent engagement with local residents and leaders, including detailed community outreach plans that include notification to impacted local governments, public meetings, and consultation early enough in the process to allow meaningful public input on major design decisions. Further, if developers do not agree to meet the governor's grid requirements, DEP will not begin review of permit applications until after all required local approvals are secured. Close quote. This emphasis on more local power has many of us wondering what the implications are for input regarding the hyperscale AI data center proposed in Homer City. The county website has made clear that its role is outlined in the Pennsylvania Municipalities Planning Code and that it has limits. For instance, while the county can support municipalities with best practices, it cannot override municipal land development or zoning. Several questions come to mind in light of the executive order and the significant opposition to a local hyperscale AI data center. To what degree is there coordination between officials at the county level and those at the municipal level, for instance, in Center Township? Does the executive order make possible more conversations among various local entities? Where do those discussions happen if they do? When will the public be apprised of these opportunities for transparent engagement? The public needs to know what this process entails and how the governor's standards will be navigated locally. We look forward to hearing more from you as you help us sort out the potential implications of Shapiro's executive order for our region and most significantly for the protection of our health and environment. Thank you.
Thank you. Brad, yeah?
Yep, it's me. Hello, folks. I live in White Township, Indiana County, just on the border here. I have several concerns today. One of the things that was brought up was flock cameras. I'll talk on those briefly. Like you said, I would like any information that you guys have. I would like to know the dissemination of the information that is collected there, what information is collected, and how the public could access or can access. If we are moving forward on that, and what Indiana County Police and other emergency services are going to do with that information. As far as the data center and AI stuff, I have a couple of points that a lot of people have already talked about. H2O consumption, noise pollution, and The issue for me is if the project, if we have approved this and at some point it is then rescinded, what are we doing with the site? What are we doing with the building, the facilities, the utilities, construction materials? The other thing too is once it is built and once it is populated with these servers and everything, what do we do with electronic waste? Where do we put it? How do we store it? How are we making sure that the air and the water is filtered as it needs to be? I think all of these points, they're above me, above, quote, my pay grade. I'm sure there are lawyers and stuff that I would love to have look at all of this, environmentalists that could look and analyze this on the public side. I'm not trying to say one side is for or against the AI centers. I'm just trying to say that it would be something that would be very interesting. But if we're passing all of these things under an NDA, then there is no possibility for public feedback or lawyers or environmentalists to look at this and adjust or at least even debate the original plans. It's just going to be the company's plan and what they want and exactly how they want it. And that usually doesn't tend to lean towards public's best interest. Other than that, it's really just, if we do build these and they are here, and like I said, we change our mind, then at that point, it's really hard to unring the bell. Much like digging for coal, doesn't matter. If you leave it and you abandon it, it doesn't matter how much you got out of it. You've still contaminated the environment, and that'll last for hundreds of years afterwards. And that is one of my major concerns with these AI data centers. And if it's under an NDA, I can't know how everybody is going to deal with the pollution. And that's all I have to say. So thank you guys.
Chad Morrison.
Hello, Commissioner. Hey, my name is Chad Morrison, Westmoreland County. I live in Latrobe, Pennsylvania. Just wanted to come here today and introduce ourselves. We're with the Plumbers and Pipefitters Union. We currently have 200 members working over at the project. Great paying jobs. A lot of people in the community working over there, surrounding counties. We currently just bought a 70,000 square foot building over at the old Biotech facility. We did have a training center in Latrobe, one in Evansburg, and one in Latrobe. We consolidated and we purchased one building over here, right outside Blairsville. And we're gonna that's gonna be our home moving forward. So I just wanted to come here, introduce myself. I know our apprenticeship program, it's went from 70 to 150. Great paying jobs for young men and women in the area. And I just want to come here and introduce myself, show support to you guys, and want everybody to know that we're here to help, and some great paying jobs for anybody interested in a career. Plumbers and Pipefitters is always hiring. Thank you.
Carolyn Tremarkey.
Hi, I'm not Carolyn Tremarkey. I'm a resident of the borough. And thank you for having me speak, commissioners. And I was just thinking about as you're writing the amendment, a Salvo amendment to ordinance, please consider decommissioning costs. I didn't think about decommissioning costs before, but someone was talking to me about that. And it's the thing I was told is that the costs need to be covered by the investors before any work begins. Cash is needed up front before any work begins. When the teardown of the energy campus occurs, because our technology constantly changes, so it's inevitable that this will be torn down. Who's going to take care of the cost of the tear down and remediation, especially the remediation? There's about probably 6 miles of tear down that will need to be addressed. Also, how will members of the community be compensated when within at least 6 miles of this place, their property will be devalued because of noise, smell, water, and general destruction? This is similar to the early 1900s when the investors from New York City came and bought all the land to be mined and then left us with acid mine drainage, which will go on as water flows over gold rocks, which is lung disease, and towns that are empty now. These are reasons that decommissioning costs must be covered and things that we need to address. Thank you.
Richard Steinman.
Hi, I'm Richard Steinman, one of the residents of Homer City. I've been in Cornell Center Township for the last 32 years. And I'm just I have more of a question, I guess. They have put RV parks across the highway for our homes, and it's going to hold 139 campers, RVs. There's probably half a dozen up there now. I could hear them moving it all already. But they had the bird's eye view because the elevation to the residents in Coral. I have a swimming pool in my backyard. My wife, daughter, granddaughter swim there. They have bird's eye view that. Plus the daycare is next door to me. Kids are out there playing constantly. What can be done about that? Put like a privacy fence or something. Because it seems like their privacy just out the door. That's all I got to say. Thank you.
Hank?
Sure. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'll pass. Sorry.
Sean
Steffi, lifelong resident of Indiana. I'm also the building trades president of South Central, and I'm not under an NDA agreement. I've been transparent. I'll be transparent today. We've got 2,000 union members up there right now working on the project. The project is ahead of schedule. The building trades is not only delivering on skilled labor to site out Western PA, we're still offering career opportunities and we're investing right here in Indiana. You heard my colleague Chad speak, building, investing, training center right here in Blairsville. The members are spending their money in this county. They're buying houses, buying cars, buying, starting their families right here in Indiana County. And I think that's a positive. Anything has any questions on the construction down there on our end, we're more than transparent. We're open. We'll speak to it. We just want to keep delivering the jobs, and they're great family sustaining wages. And I think it's a plus for Humber City. It's a plus for the county, and it's definitely a plus for us in the South Central building trades and everybody I represent. Thank you.
Thank you. Tamara Leeper.
I'm Tamara Leeper. I'm a resident of the borough. Thank you for allowing the opportunity to speak. I'm here today to talk about the proposed NDA for the data center project. Transparency is an absolute key to good governance. As residents, we pay taxes that fund this county, and we have a fundamental right to know exactly what businesses are doing with our shared resources, our infrastructure, and our land. We elected you to represent us, and with that election comes the responsibility to make decisions openly, not behind closed doors. While NDAs are the standard for corporations, they have no place in municipal government. Signing this agreement strips the public of its right of oversight and forces our community to accept blind risks. You don't need to hide negotiations to foster economic growth. I ask that you honor your commitment to the people of Indiana County and vote no on this NDA and keep our government open, accountable, and transparent. Thank you.
Okay, next on the agenda, executive sessions. There were no executive sessions held between August the 12th and August the 25th. Next, we have the topic of non-disclosure agreements and county policies, and Commissioner Hess.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Transparency and accountability are very important to this board. And with that, I would like to present a motion that I have prepared regarding NDAs. I move that the Board of Commissioners explore the development of a policy that would prohibit county employees and elected county officials from entering into non-disclosure agreements, NDAs, with private entities or other parties whose proposed projects or activities may require county approval, permitting, funding, incentives, or other official action.
Second on the motion?
Debbie.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. At this time,
so it's mom and I like to read. And this is addressing only the NDA, not the amendment process. The reason I'm not in favor of creating an ordinance is because of the type of requests and the complexity, cost, and time involved in ordinances. Ordinances are local laws that are permanent and usually required to regulate the affairs of a county. Board of PA code ordinances must be drafted by the county solicitor, announced at a regular commissioner meeting, be published in at least one local paper not more than 60 days or less than 7 days prior to passage. The draft must be posted publicly for comment, and after the period, the draft ordinance would be considered for passage at a regular commissioner meeting. Also, ordinances have consequences or penalties. The county commissioners would have to establish penalties for individuals not complying with the ordinance, and the commissioners would not be able to enforce this type of ordinance for elected officials. Therefore, I don't believe an ordinance is a vehicle for a public wanting to know if any NDAs were signed. I would suggest that we simply be asked, and we can tell you we have not signed NDAs. We've been accused of not being transparent, but the reality is we find out the activities of Homer City Redevelopment Project about the same time as the general public. HCR is a private equity company and is not required to provide us any information except when it comes to land development and changes. We are aware of their requests for subdivisions and project changes when they are submitted to the Planning Commission. That's when we know what's going on. We had a meeting with HCR in July of 2025, and we haven't had a meeting with them since this summer. We had two meetings. At the second meeting, we were introduced to the representatives of the potential data center client, AWS. The following week, which was just 2 weeks ago, we were finally taken on a tour of the gas power plant. That's the extent of our involvement. Our regular commission meetings are to handle the business of the 30-plus departments. We're responsible for the oversight of individual and overall county budgets, review of the revenues and expenditures, grant compliance, employee hiring, human relations, union negotiations, project development, maintenance, property management, and more. Our bi-monthly meetings are the time to conduct the business of the county, and they are not public hearings. The reason that we don't respond to the public at them, to the public comment, it's public comment, not public hearings. There is no attempt to hide information, and we will gladly sit down to share what we know. There are many assumptions being made out there, incorrect assumptions being stated, especially on Facebook. And we are glad to meet to answer individual questions. We've never been asked to meet except the one time, which will be tomorrow. We also welcome people to be informed and more involved in county processes. Our website has a wealth of information about our departments. Social media doesn't always provide the correct information. There are lots of ways to be involved in county government, volunteer board positions, and other ways, and we encourage that, and we are very much transparent if you ask us. That's the key. Ask us. But again, I'm going to stress one last time, we have not signed any NDAs. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, just for public record, I have not signed any NDAs at this point. Moving forward, Director Stalker in the Planning Office.
Mr. Chair, if I may just say, we as a board have been working on the amendment process, and we asked our Planning and Office Planning Development Director if he could give a general idea of the timeline for that. So with that, I would turn the floor to Director Stalker.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioners, good morning. Good morning, everyone. Yeah, my name is Byron Stauffer. I'm the Executive Director of the Indiana County Office of Planning and Development. And again, appreciate all the engagement of the public and hearing the feedback. I do attend all these meetings, all the PADEP meetings, Jessica Seaton with all these meetings. I do take notes, and I am listening and have been listening, so appreciate the feedback and interaction. The commissioners had directed the Office of Planning Development to begin addressing the conversation with regard to an update to the county salvo. Again, for record, the Indiana County Planning Commission administers by delegation the subdivision land development ordinance, which was adopted in April of 2023 and began enactment in August of 2023. Just coincidentally, everything with the power plant, you know, kind of occurred around that time frame. However, I will stipulate that the work on the SADO actually began prior to COVID, kind of was set aside during COVID, and then came back out. There was extensive community outreach at that time. Members of my team and myself, along with planning commission members in various groups, went out to each municipality, to each of their public meetings. And a reminder, there are 38 of those. So we did that and had extensive public comment with regard to the development of the Salado. What is clear in some of these types of mega projects, and we do have industrial classifications and those kinds of things already contained within our Salado, but given the extensive nature of it, we did an analysis of our subdivision land development ordinance. And given the construct of what AI data centers, there were some gaps. And so we've been working over many, many months to try to analyze our Salado, review what's going on both in Harrisburg and federal levels, have conversations with some industry experts, and try to develop a plan moving forward. So in June, the county did the public comment period, which was roughly 30 days. In the middle of July, that period ended. So we took a few weeks and we had been reviewing those comments. And then in August, we've been writing a draft Salado. Recently met with the commissioners in its rough form, you know, addressing all the issues that have been raised here today. Decommissioning is in there. Water, in particular, drought. And again, many areas we do not control as county government. The other thing that I will stipulate in any of this, you know, the signs for no data centers, we do not have the regulatory authority at the county level to stop any lawful business, nor do we want to in terms of having good economic development. You heard from our union reps today about the good jobs, okay? So we want to have smart development, sustainable development, and sometimes that does, in this time and era with technology, include carbon-based energy generation. That's the facts, okay? But we want to protect our residents. You know, the comments, you know, in there about the health, safety, and welfare of our residents is extremely important. And this Board of Commissioners is working tirelessly behind the scenes to make sure that to whatever county authority we have, we put that in our best foot forward, okay? So do not underestimate their resolve to protect all of you. Unfortunately, depending on your perspective, you know, we cannot say no. That is not in our ability, okay? But we can do it smart. We can do it to the best of our ability. And I will say here, having the opportunity to meet AWS and the Homer City Redevelopment folks, I believe there's a commitment to do it the right way. And I think you'll start hearing all of those good things in the coming days and weeks of all the good works and all the good technology that's being put into that plan. Okay? Some of that information is coming out slowly, but what I think you're going to hear is they don't want to tell you what they think they're going to do. They're going to tell you what they're going to do. And that's a little bit of the pause sometimes, is they have to get it right. They don't want to have to say something and then be wrong and then have to correct the record. So there is somewhat of a delay, but I assure you that there's going to be a lot of information forthcoming in the coming weeks. With regard to the draft being finalized, we're currently going through a quality assurance, quality control mode, having met with the commissioners. And that'll be put forward to the Planning Commission. I think at the last meeting, Commissioner Keith, Chair, made mention at the end of the month. So we're going to hit that deadline and transmit a draft to the Planning Commission for their review. I will tell you that there was an extensive review by the Salado Committee and the Planning Commission of the comments. We received 248 comments by 238 different folks that submitted, a couple of folks submitted multiple comments, okay? And the Planning Commission reviewed those, gave us their feedback, and those comments are being incorporated into the draft. So there's been coordination with the Planning Commission throughout this process. The intent is, and it was mentioned here earlier, to get it out. The MPC Act 247 stipulates for an amendment of the Salado, a 30-day review. But given the substantive nature of this, we're going to work on a schedule that allows for a 45-day public comment period. Okay, so that will push us back a little bit than maybe what we've stated. Also, with the executive order and some of the other changes that are out there, we're having to, you know, see how that impacts where we were, you know, going initially. So our goal as of today, and this may change depending on feedback that we get from the Planning Commission, we're going to allow the Planning Commission, by statute, they have 30 days to review this. Okay. All right. And so the intent is early October to get the final version of it out to the public for your review. And then during a 45-day comment period, a hearing will be held. And we're proposing a November 18th adoption of that hearing to allow that 45 days. If there is a discussion with the commissioners, you know, and we can shorten some of this, or plan commission short some of this, you know, we'll see what we can do with the time frames. But looking at calendars and looking at meeting dates, you know, there is the construct of maybe having a special meeting. I don't want to put that, you know, on the burden of the commissioners. They're also going in budget cycle, but if we handle this in regular order, we're looking on or about November 18th for final adoption, allowing the public a 45-day process with a hearing, okay, at a venue that will accommodate all of you and your friends, okay? And so we will make certain of that. You know, in terms of the process, I'm glad to answer any questions following this meeting, but I, at the commissioner's request, wanted to give you an update of where we are. Surely, we've taken into account and thank Crow for their draft ordinance. Read that extensively. Used some of that. Looked at the physician's draft ordinance, particularly on noise and some other things, and what other counties are doing in and around the Commonwealth. I reviewed noise ordinances throughout the United States. I don't go home and watch TV. I go home and read about this stuff. It's crazy amount of information that's out there currently. And a lot of it's changing. And every community is trying to adapt to this. The county administers the SADO on behalf of the municipalities. I assure you there will be coordination with Center Township, Blackwood Township, and the other 30 municipalities. We administer this on behalf of 32. We also will share this information with the other six that have their own SADOs if they want to look at you know, adopting some of the provisions that are going to be put forth by the county in meeting on this issue. Lastly, we will talk to DCD and other folks, you know, to make sure that we're doing everything in accordance with the process and procedures. But at the end of the day, everybody wants to protect our friends and our neighbors. We want to do the right thing. Unfortunately, the county doesn't have all the powers that you think we do, but we will do our darndest to make sure that everyone's voice is heard and your comments are incorporated to the best of our ability. But thank you.
Byron, thank you for that detailed explanation of what the process of what we're going through. Again, as the Board of Commissioners, we do assure that all the processes, all your comments, all the research, and especially those who serve on the SADO committee, the planning committee, that are actually diving down into everything that you have asked us to look at. And Byron, go ahead.
Now, one thing I forgot to mention, I think it's critically important. We are not doing a data center ordinance. I want you to understand it. Okay? We're not doing a data center ordinance. In looking at other projects that could come to the county, I think there's been some noise about the Camera Juniata line with a proposed substation somewhere in the county. That's on the website. I only know what's on the website. You know, we're trying to capture a broader, so this amendment will be broader than data centers. So it'll be referred to as a large utility load, large scale land development ordinance. So it will capture other industrial, other data center types of projects that, you know, would have a certain megawatt category, have a certain land usage, certain building size. These would trigger some of these amendments that are being put forth in the SADO. So these are these mega projects, and so we want to capture a broader net of projects and not just limit ourselves to a particular industry, which I think is not the right approach. So we're trying to do this so we have a bigger net to capture more projects. Okay.
Thank you for that, because that is an important part of this SADO amendment process. Again, we're here to protect the residents. We truly understand that. but also in turn, we would like to welcome economic growth in our county. For so many years, I personally have heard from so many residents is that we have nothing here for my children. We have nothing here for my grandchildren. So let's be respective on the industry part of it also to welcome in that this county has opportunity that could thrive, that our children and grandchildren do have something to stay here for. Let's welcome that also. This can't be one-sided. But on the other hand, like I said, your comments are all taken and they're all considered. And there is a lot of research. We like to do this and do it right. Again, we're not perfect. We never will be perfect. But at least we can be open and welcome those who would like to actually share our county along with us residents. So thank you. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
Next on the agenda, we have a grant application from the District Attorney's Office and District Attorney Anzi. Good morning.
Good morning. Commissioners, we're here to seek permission to apply for a grant from the Community and Economic Assistance Program from Senator Joe Pittman's office. The total amount requested is $142,633.20. As of right now, our office carries the second highest caseload per attorney throughout the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. We have a very busy office and we're accomplishing some very good outcomes. This grant will allow us to provide for some technological updates, including the use of AI solution case management system, Axon AI Brief. So our officers, most of our officers throughout the county, have body cameras, MDR, which are recording systems in their vehicles. They're shared electronically with our office. It allows us to be able to see and hear everything that goes on. Further, our inmates at the county jail and at the state prison, all the telephone calls are recorded and all of their tablet conversations are recorded. However, this is an exorbitant amount of information to process through for a staff of 11. This technology is going to allow us to better process that using AI solutions to cull through the information to get to evidence quicker and more efficiently. For instance, we had a homicide case with eight defendants. I utilize intern staff of almost 12 different individuals to go through phone calls, and that was only for two of the defendants. So this is going to allow us to get through that information in 24 hours, which what we probably wouldn't be able to go through all of before. It'll allow us to upgrade for laptops for attorneys in courtroom use, the calendar system, Adobe Acrobat for the PDFs that we use in our system, as long as mobile hotspots, as our attorneys travel throughout the county, of course, it allows us to get on the Wi-Fi to get onto the system.
Okay, thank you. Do I have a motion to approve the application? Second.
Second, but I would like to note this is a grant through the Department of Community and Economic Development, I believe. Just to clarify that.
Yes.
So, but I will second the motion.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Thank you, DA Mandan.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Well, we have a block grant plan from our County Human Services and Ms. Khan, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Commissioners. Amy Klein, Mental Health Director with Armstrong Indiana Behavioral and Developmental Health Program here on behalf of my administrator, Tammy Calderup. We're here this morning asking for your approval of the fiscal year 2026-2027 Indiana County Human Services Block Grant Plan. The agencies that are a part of the block grant include our program, the Armstrong Indiana Behavioral and Developmental Health Program, the Armstrong Indiana Clarion Drug and Alcohol Commission, and Armstrong County Community Action Program, and the Indiana Department of Human Services. We're required to hold two advertised public meetings for input into the plan for each county. These meetings were held in accordance with these requirements, and documentation to support the meeting is included in the plan. The plan is prepared and submitted annually for both Armstrong and Indiana counties. It is divided into sections related to homeless assistance program, HSDF funds, drug and alcohol funding, and mental health and intellectual disability funding. Because we are a joiner, we alternate each year with each county. The mental health and intellectual disability funding and plan details are submitted with. This year, this section will be submitted with the Armstrong County plan. Both plans will be sent to the Department of Human Services following the approval of today's public meeting. The breakdown of the funds submitted for Indiana County include $296,418 for the homeless assistance services, $381,550 for substance abuse disorder services, $75,585 for the human services development funds, for a total of $753,553. The mental health and intellectual disability funds included in Armstrong's submissions include $4.9 million for mental health, $1.9 million for intellectual disabilities, for a total of just over $6.8 million. The county match requirement for Indiana related to the block grant is $173,947. I would like to thank our block grant partner programs for all their assistance and support in getting this plan completed and for all the collaboration that happens throughout the year. If anyone would like a copy of the plans, we will have them posted on our website or you can contact our office. Thank you. Do you have any questions?
Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. And Amy, thank you for the application. Next, our Parks and Trails Department, we have a lease renewal and Director Patterson, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. This item is the recommendation to renew a lease agreement with Vintondale Borough to allow the continued use of a location along the Ghost Town Trail that's known as the Eliza Station. The original lease was approved in 1995. The revised lease contains the same terms and condition as the previous lease, the exception being that the size of the lease area is being reduced from 3 acres to 0.651 acres. The lease area contains a restroom and a small pavilion provided for trail users. And Vintondale Borough Council approved the lease renewal at their council meeting of August 20th, 2026.
Hey, thank you. Do I have a motion to approve the lease renewal? Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Thank you, Ed.
Yep, thanks.
Next, from the Office of Planning and Development, we have a resolution filing, and Ms. Zapp, good morning.
Good morning. The Office of Planning and Development is requesting that the Board of Commissioners approve the attached resolution authorizing the submission of an application to the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania through the Department of Community and Economic Development for home program funds. The application will request $750,000 to continue the housing rehabilitation program. It's called the Existing Owner-Occupied Housing Program. All required citizen participation requirements have been completed and no adverse comments were received. This request includes approval to Commissioner to keep the final necessary application documents, and the application is due by 5 p.m. on September 11th.
Do I have a motion to approve the application? Second. All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed, the same. Next, there is a CDBG modification. And Ms. Zach,
yes.
Would you like to continue?
Planning and Development is also requesting that the board approve a modification request to the 2025 Indiana County CDBG budget. The modification request will add a planning activity line to assist with the undertaking of the housing plan for land bank feasibility study. Requested modification will reduce the existing administration budget line by $10,000 from $43,348 to $33,348, and adding the planning activity budget line for $10,000. Required citizen participation requirements have been completed. No adverse comments were received, and we're requesting the commissioner be approved to sign any documents necessary for the final submission to DCD for their approval.
Do I have a motion to approve the modification?
Second.
Second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those the same. Thank you, Luann.
Thank you.
Next, we have a change order for the YMCA. Mr. Morrow, good morning.
Good morning. The Office of Planning and Development, the YMCA of Indiana County, and Thomas R. Harley Architects recommend that the Indiana County Commissioners approve change order number two in the amount of $7,218 with Williams Brothers HVAC for the YMCA of Indiana County Fitness Center Addition Project. Change order number two covers the cost of cutting through the existing slab, excavating and adding PVC drain lines to serve the new walk-in cooler and sinks in the kitchen area, along with other drain modifications below grade. With the approval of change order number two, the revised contract with Davis Brothers will be $141,347,000, and this additional cost will be covered by redevelopment assistance capital program grant funds and YMCA funds.
I have motion to approve change order number one.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those the same. Next, change order number four on the old courthouse roofs.
The Office of Planning and Development and Thomas R. Harley Architects recommend that the Indiana County Commissioners approve change order number four with G&W Roofing and Construction for the old courthouse roof replacement project. Change order number four is a no-cost change order for a 30-day extension of the completion date. With approval, the revised substantial completion date will be September 8th, 2026. And as noted, no additional cost for it. And that just gets us to some substantial completion, not final completion.
Motion to approve change order number four.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Those the same. And I would like to comment on the work on the old courthouse. The slate is going up. It really looks good.
Sure.
Again, thanks for the follow-up on the project, and I think it's going well.
Appreciate that.
Next, we have a board appointment to the Tri-County Workforce Development Board, and Ms. Maria, would you like to?
I'm asking the board to appoint Mike Worthington to the Tri-County Workforce Development Board. This term will expire September 30th of 2029.
Motion to approve the board appointment.
This is
second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Uh-huh.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Another business. I would like to make note of a resolution and an ordinance that was passed on November 26th of 2008. In this resolution and ordinance that was passed at that date, it specifically states in the ordinance that there would be no signage be affixed to any county property, including the pedestrian bridge, without proper permitting. Permitting was not approved for that event that happened over the weekend. And this is basically letting the public know that we truly understand your First Amendment rights, but without special permitting of this policies or practices to go without the permit, it will not be tolerated standing forward from this day. I just want to make that truly clear that the county will enforce this policy moving forward. So Thank you. Any other business brought before the board today? Hearing none, the courthouse will be closed on September the 7th in observance of Labor Day. Our next regular board meeting will be held here in the hearing room September 9th at 10:30. Do I have a motion to adjourn? Second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same.